I enjoy this this Christmas season. But let me just say this right here, just while you're finding 1 Corinthians, it'll be on screen there for you in a minute. Christmas is just the beginning of all of this. If he was just born, and that's it, we'd still be in trouble. It had to be, he had to be born, he had to die, be buried, and rose again the third day, so we could have life. Matter of fact, let's read about it. Look at verse number 1. Are you there? Say amen. Moreover, brethren, talking to saved people now, he calls you brethren. If he calls you a brethren, that's why we call brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. He's talking to saved people. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. What is the gospel? Gospel is the good news, which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, lest you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our... Now, hang on. When I say these, well, I'm going to point to you. And when I point to you, you need to act like you're at a football game and you're just really excited about what we're reading. So, all right, I'm going to give you... For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. And that he was buried and rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now, if you move down to verse number 22, you'll find these words. For as in Adam all, what? Die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Then you move down to about verse number 45, and so it is written. Now, watch this. The first man, Adam, he's the first man, right? First man, Adam. Somebody say, well, is there anybody here before Adam? Well, according to the Bible, if you believe the Bible, which I do, it says the first man was Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ. So the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual. Now, Adam, it was natural. It was a natural. It wasn't a spiritual. But that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual, the first man is of the earth, earthy. Adam, God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed his nostril breath of life, man became a living soul. So the first man, Adam, was of the earth, earthy. Can I just motivate y'all this morning? You want to be motivated and made feel real good about yourself. We're all a bunch of dirt balls. We come from the dirt, and we're going back to the dirt. First Adam, the man was of the earth, earthy. But the second man is the Lord from heaven. Now, what this does, we're going to pray, and I'm going to try to bring you a couple of thoughts. What this verse does, it gives us the gospel, the death, burial, and the resurrection. And then it compares two men. The first man, Adam. And then it compares him in what he calls the Lord Jesus Christ. We know the Lord Jesus Christ calls him the last Adam. So he compares the first Adam and the last Adam to teach us something. That's not anything ordinary out of the Bible. He starts out, he teaches that way. Cain, Abel, the narrow way, the broad way, the rich man and Lazarus, the wheat and the tares. That's the way God teaches. And so he's fixing to teach us something, and you're thinking, how in the world are we going to get Christmas out of this? Well, you just hang on. Don't go to a commercial. We're fixing to find out. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be here. Lord, we're just glad to be here, and we're going to find out why you came to this world. And, Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. So what we're going to do, we'll compare this first Adam to the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. And think about it. Think about it. Both of them had a miraculous birth. Adam was formed without a mama or a daddy. He was formed of the dust of the ground, breathed his nostrils, breathed life. Man became a living soul. Miraculous. Without a mama or a daddy. Just showed up. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, was made of a woman with no daddy. Virgin born. So he had a mama, but no papa. Miraculous birth. Both of them had that beginning. Most of them. Adam, this first Adam, was put over the Garden of Eden. He was given his own kingdom. Well, this last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, will one day be given his own kingdom. Matter of fact, the wise men came and they say, "Where is he born this day? King of the Jews." You compare all of these things. Matter of fact, y'all remember Adam and Eve in the garden were tested by Satan. Satan slivered it in there and he says, "Hey, take a bite of this apple," or whatever it was, you know. Probably wasn't an apple, but everybody thinks it was an apple. You ever thought this? Think about this. This is a side note, okay? This is a side note. But you ever think, the world thinks that they took a bite out of an apple. Satan offered them an apple and they took a bite out of it. Have y'all ever just wondered, is this just odd or is it just me? iPhone, iPad, iMac. You always wondered about Satan and how this thing's going to come down to the one world government and the, boy, this is way off topic, but hallelujah, I'm already into it now. And the worldwide mark of the beast. Now, y'all don't go throw your phones away. I got one right here, hallelujah. I'm saved. The difference is this. I'm saved. I hadn't took a bite of the apple. And when the rapture takes place, the apple's going to stay here, and I'm going to get caught up in heaven, all right? Amen. So everything's fine. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. But the serpent come in there and deceived old Adam. And Adam failed the test. Oh, but the last Adam, guess what? They went into the garden, mountain of temptation there. Yeah. Satan slithers in and tempts the Lord Jesus Christ. The first Adam failed, but the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, passed with flying colors. This whole thing started in a garden. Mankind fail in the garden. Jesus Christ, the last Adam, comes to, before he goes to the cross, he comes to the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, 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 yes. The first Adam, when he sinned, he got thrown out of the, God says, "Hey, from now on, you have to work by the sweat of your face." That's what sin brought. Guess what? The last Adam, Garden of Gethsemane, began to pray, and it sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. The first Adam and the last Adam, and when you compare the two, it's phenomenal what you'll see. Matter of fact, this first Adam, he was alone, and God says, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helpmeet." And he caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while Adam was asleep, he took one of his ribs and made he a woman. He woke Adam up after his sleep. He looked at the woman. He said, "Whoa, man." That's where she got her name. Woo, man. Come on now, come on. That's the best I got this morning. You should have said, "Don't quit now." And took one, and he fell in love with his bride. The last Adam. Lord Jesus Christ, on the cross, God put him to sleep, the sleep of death. And while he was dead, one of the soldiers came and pierced his side, and forthwith came blood and water. And on Easter Sunday morning, he woke up with a bride. It's called the Church of the Living God. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. This first Adam, matter of fact, every wedding I've ever done, you read these verses. "Therefore shall a man leave father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." So to get a bride, you have to leave father and mother. All right? The last Adam, if he's going to get a bride, the church, he has to leave father and mother. So hanging on the cross, he looks down and he sees his mom and he says, "John." He said, "John, you take care of mama." And then on the cross, he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You say, why did he say "my God" only twice? It's because "my God," the first one, was to God the Father. The second one was to God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son was doing the talking. So he said, "God the Father, oh, my God, God the Holy Spirit, my God." And the son was doing the talking. Why hast thou forsaken me? He forsook father and mother so he could cleave to his bride, the church. So many comparisons we could do all through, back and forth. The first man was of the earth, earthy. The last Adam was a spiritual man. For in Adam all die. But even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Let me explain it to you this way. When Adam was created, imagine Adam being created in a perfect environment. He had the perfect wife. Men, y'all missed a good opportunity to say amen. Eve had the perfect, wives, let me help y'all. Eve had the perfect husband. Some of you are thinking, well, Eve may have. I don't know. God created Adam in the likeness and image of himself. And that image, he created him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, body, soul, spirit, created Adam in the image of God. And then he made him a woman and all of that, and they lived. I don't know how long it does to say. But then all of a sudden, in chapter 3 of Genesis, it says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent slithered in there and said, hey, yea, hath God said, you can eat of any tree of the garden. You can eat of anything. No, God says you can't eat of this one, because the day we eat thereof, we shall surely die. Eve took a bite of that, turned and gave it to her husband, and this is what happened. Now watch. They said if you eat it, God says you surely will what? Die. Well, Adam took a bite of it, and guess what? He didn't die. He didn't die that day.
That's right.
But inside, the spirit, that image of God died, and mankind fell. So everybody that's born after Adam is born into a fallen, sinful race.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned.
That's right.
How many of you have ever had to send your kid to lying school? They learn that on their own because it was born into them. You don't have to teach them how to. I remember, if y'all, let me just confess something. This is back when I was a little kid. My mom and dad still live on the same road on Downing Street over there. And right across the street from Grecian over there is an Exxon station. Now, it's not the same as it was however many years ago it was. But I would walk up to that store. It's called Bob's Exxon. And I don't remember how old I was, but I didn't have enough money. And I may or may not have, in case the police are listening, I may or may not have got some extra gum. And I got home. And when you're raised in a preacher's home, and where'd you get that gum? Oh, I got it from the store. What'd you buy it with? caught red-handed. Well, not only in the preacher's home, not only do you get a sermon that I should not steal, then you get a whooping. And then we loaded up in the car. We went up to Bob's Exxon, and I had to return it and apologize to Bob. Teach your kids there's consequences to sin. That's a different sermon, but anyway, maybe that'll help you. But that kind of stuff is born in us. A sinner by nature, a sinner by birth, a sinner by choice. We're all in Adam. And guess what? Let me just let you on a little secret. Everybody in the whole world, we go back to them two people. We're all kin. Adam and that fallen race. So what has to happen is, if God is going to redeem mankind, if you stay in Adam, for in Adam all die. So Christ has to come. This is where Christmas comes in. Christ has to come from glory down here, and he has to die what he lost Christ has to die on the cross. And then if you accept Jesus Christ, God takes me out of... Y'all see me? There I am. I'm that skinny. As a 10-year-old boy, I asked Jesus Christ, I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you to save me. Would you please come in my heart and save me? And what God did, you didn't get to see it. It just happened. It just happened. The Holy Spirit came down, took me out of Adam, and put me in Christ. And Christ has a perfect image. And so now, Adam's down there, and I'm up here. You say, oh, you really think you're something? Mm-mm. I'm up here because of Christ, not because of me. For in Adam all die, but even so in Christ shall all be made alive. If you stay in Adam, you die. But if you get in Christ, you shall be made alive. You may leave this world. You may have to go through by the way of the graveyard down here, but when you take your last breath down here, if you're in Christ, you never miss a breath. You take your next one in heaven. Poof. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
You think about it. You think about all of these different things, the first man, Adam, and the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, and comparing these two. Think about it for a second. Let's think about it for a second. I got a few extra minutes. Let's think about the songs that have been written about people. Let me see if I can draw you to this. This is why we do what all we do. Let's think about, Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett had a song written about him. Davy Crockett. All right. Let's see, Daniel Boone had a song named about him. Daniel Boone was a man. Man, boy, y'all ready to go eat, ain't you? All right, I know all the kids are up there, but see if y'all can help me right here. Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye's even got a song. Popeye, what about Here Comes Peter Cottontail? Peter Cottontail, he's got a song. Well, let's think about that fellow that's coming down the chimney? We'll give him, Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. That's a bunch of baloney. But anyway, we'll give him a couple of songs. Matter of fact, we'll give old Frosty, we'll give him a song. Frosty the Snowman, we'll give him a song. Hey. Good, hey, Daniel Boone, all them good songs, and they got songs written about themselves. Ain't that good? We got a hymn book, one hymn book right here, Sammy. Let me look. This one hymn book has, get to the back, get the last song. Four, in this song book right here alone, 408 songs about one person. Wait, hang on. I ain't even got the Heavenly Highway out yet. Hang on. This one right here has 324 songs about one person. I got a volume. Sammy's got a second edition of the Heavenly Highways. I don't know how many it's got, but I bet you it's 300 plus songs about one man that we've never seen before, going to a place we've never been before. Oh, my friend, listen, this is what Christmas is all about. Let me tell you about this lady right here, Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby, they called her the queen of the American hymn writers. She wrote, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. She wrote, to God be the glory, great things he has done. She wrote that. She also wrote this song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. This lady was blind. She wrote 8,000 hymns. You say, what's a hymn? They're about him. 8,000 hymns about somebody she's never seen before. Now, this lady was blind. The reporters, they come to her and they said, hey, Miss Crosby, if you had it to do over, would you ever want your eyesight? She said, no. They thought that was odd. And they said, explain why. Why would you not want to have your eyesight? She said, because the way it is now, the first person I'll ever see is the one who died for me. So we'll give Peter Cocktail his song. We'll give Snowman his song. We'll give Santa Claus his song. We'll give Daniel Boone a song. But Lord Jesus Christ, he gets all the praise and all the glory on Christmas Day. There's her grave right there. And at the bottom of her grave, it's inscribed, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. She's buried in Connecticut. There's a guy right here, Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley wrote 8,000 hymns. About him. Matter of fact, we just sung one of the songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That man right there wrote that Christmas song. Second or third verse, we didn't sing it this morning, but second or third verse, I can't remember. Stamp that image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in your love. He knew something about what we're talking about this morning. Charles Wesley wrote these particular songs. Now, let me wind this thing down. Let me give you a couple examples. You think about the tree. They took a bite of something off of a tree. And God, hey, God says, do not eat of that tree. Don't eat it. It was forbidden to eat. But when the last Adam came, God says, I want you to take of this tree. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You think about this. Think about this. I could go on all day, but they done started fanning that food in here now. Hallelujah. You think about that tree and that fruit. Adam took something off that tree that didn't belong to him. He's a thief. And got kicked out of paradise. The last Adam comes and dies between two thieves. And one of them, he says, today you'll be with me in. Tommy, I almost jumped in your lap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adam took took something he belonged to, got kicked out of the paradise. Jesus died between two thieves. He said, hey, one of you is going to be with me today in paradise. Now, let me say this, and we're going to wind this up to the close, and Sammy's coming to the piano, and he can play something softly, whatever he wants to do. But think about this. Don't lose me right here, because I want to point something out to you. Ladies, don't get mad at me. Eve ate the fruit first. Now, let me explain it while we're getting ready to close. Sin is passed down from the man. When a woman has a baby, there's no blood, there's no nothing that's passed from. Now, the baby gets nutrients and all that kind of stuff, and his hair color and his eye color and all this kind of stuff from his mama's side and all of that. But the blood comes from the daddy. That's why when a dad says, oh, that ain't my kid, they go to court and they give him a blood test. See, Eve ate the fruit first. But guess who got contributed for as one man sin in the world? Why? Because blood, the sin is infected your blood. Stay with me. Eve takes of that fruit. She sinned. Adam could have said, God, kick her out I got several more ribs. Get me another. She has sent, kick her out of paradise. I'm staying in here. I ain't taking it. Get me another rib and get me another and let's start all over. Could have. But he looked at his wife and said, I can't let you go out there by yourself. And he took of that fruit. She was deceived. He took it willingly. He said, I'm going to get kicked out with you. I'll become sin with you. You're going to get it in a minute. And let's both get kicked out together. Left a perfect environment when it would have been a whole lot better just to get him another. Last Adam. Sin into the world. It'd have been, would y'all not agree? It would have been a whole lot better to start all over. You can have but two people. Wipe them off the face of the earth and let's start this thing over. That'd been a whole lot. That's the way I'd have done it. Lot less trouble, lot less heartache. But Jesus, from where he's at up here, says, Father, I'll go take sin with them. I'll become sin with them. Kick me out. I'll go down there and I'll become sin for my bride. So we get kicked out together. And Jesus left his perfect environment. Because he loved a bunch of people. You say, you got any verse for? I do. For he, God, made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? Why? That we might be made righteousness. Hallelujah. There ought not be any question this morning if Jesus loves you. When it'd been a whole lot better to start all over. He said, I'll go down there and get punished for sin. I'll take a bite of sin for them because I love them. Ain't that something? You say, preacher, what's that got to do with Christmas? That's why he came. That's why he came down here. Because he loved a bunch of people. The Son of God came down and became a son of man. So the sons of men could become the sons of God. Let's all stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I don't know. Somebody may need to get saved today. They may be in Adam. They need to get in Christ. Lord, I pray right now, if somebody needs you, they'd call out to you today. Lord, while Sammy's playing, I pray somebody'd come if they need.